Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Shira Springer. It's not every day that a group of teens trying to raise funds for a hockey rink end up on the front page and force a big private company and a state agency to cough up millions of dollars. But that's exactly what happened earlier this summer. Here's how it all went down. In April, the teens, working with the Hyde Square Task Force, received a tip that there was a 1993 law requiring TD Garden to hold fundraisers to benefit recreational facilities across the state. But the garden had failed to hold even one fundraiser. Once the teens did their research and put the story out, both the garden and Department of Conservation and Recreation came up with a deal. TD Garden promises to honor their original commitment to hold fundraisers going forward and to pay $1.6 million to make up for the years they failed to meet their obligations. In addition, DCR has pledged to provide enough money to close the funding gap for the Jackson Square Recreational Center. The teens have a response. Not good enough. They have their own figure for what the billion-dollar business owes, and they plan to keep fighting until they pay up. Joining us now is Lori Pearson, a 17-year-old senior at Boston Latin Academy from Dorchester, a youth leader with the Hyde Square Task Force. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Also with us is Ken Tangvik, Director of Organizing and Engagement for the Hyde Square Task Force. Hi, Ken.
Good afternoon.
Now, before we begin, this afternoon, TD Garden President Amy Latimer provided Radio Boston with a statement, and I want to read it to you. We applaud the passion of the youth leaders from the Hyde Square Task Force and have extended invitations to meet. Since the legislation was uncovered, we have worked earnestly and directly with the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation to come up to a mutually agreed upon resolution. We are pleased that our agreement will direct all funds to benefit the Jackson Square Recreation Center. Our charitable foundations have and will continue to prioritize investments supporting youth programs in our community. So basically, TD Garden is saying, we're aware of the issue now and we're making a good faith effort. Lori, how do you respond to that?
Well, in my response, I would say that I don't really necessarily believe what they're saying, because if they're making an effort to benefit us, they would actually talk to us and have us in the discussion.
And there's been, you know, they say they were going to set up a meeting. Has there been any outreach from Amy Latimer or her office or anyone at TD Garden wanting to meet with you?
She's been wanting to meet with us after she makes a decision with the state.
Okay. And Ken, your response to the latest statement from TD Garden?
Well, I believe that, that is, the $1.6 million is pretty ridiculous, actually. If you look at the capacity that they have to raise funds, if you look at all the late fees, the accrued interest, the fact that they claimed ignorance of the law, that was their only excuse. We weren't aware of that. And that's hard to believe that a billionaire like Jeremy Jacobs would not be aware of laws concerning his empire. And, if you look at accrued interest fees, if you or I didn't pay our state taxes for 24 years, I'm sure they would be into my paycheck. Maybe they would be taking my house away, maybe even put me in jail. And for Jeremy Jacobs, there seems to be no major penalties, interest, and plus we think they could raise a lot of money at the garden if they had the willpower and really wanted to.
I want to get back to the money issue, but before we go further into that, Lori, can you tell us the story? How did you discover this 24-year-old law, and what did you think when you made this great discovery?
Well, initially, while we were looking into different people who could donate money to help build the recreational center, we came across TD Garden. And we were looking into TD Garden for different sponsorships that they have, different fundraising events that they hold, so we could see if we could possibly be part of that and get money for the recreational center. And so an outside source told us about the 1993 law. So what we did was look it up, read it, and then we reached out to TD Garden to see what they've done so far.
And what happened next?
We didn't really get a response until we wrote it in legal terms so that they would have to respond within 10 days. And when they did, DCR basically said that TD Garden hasn't provided any money, which was really shocking initially, because TD Garden, you would think, would not only benefit themselves, but benefit their fans and the people who help support them. But in actuality, they haven't done that at all.
Can you give us some idea of the history of the law and why these provisions were put in place?
As far as we know, former state representative Kevin Fitzgerald, who was a real youth advocate, put those in place because Jeremy Jacobs in Delaware North received a lot of amenities from the state to buy the old garden and the land and all the infrastructure that's underneath, which is like train stations are underneath, which provide a lot of the infrastructure for the building and all sorts of easements and all those kinds of development benefits that the state gave them. And so the state at that time was trying to receive something back from Delaware North, who, and they've been very successful, owning the garden over these years. It's been a very profitable business.
And you would know this. You're a Bruins fan, right? You're
yes,
a pretty diehard Bruins fan.
I'm a diehard Bruins fan. I was there when Bobby Orr scored the famous goal. I was on the ice afterwards, and I even found it on YouTube.
Wow. Found yourself on YouTube.
Found myself on YouTube when I was 15. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's some history. Now, as I mentioned, I wanted to go a little bit more into the financial aspects of this. TD Garden says they owe $550,000, and that figure is based largely on what the garden raises in other community-style fundraisers, such as the three it holds annually for the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. And they said, as sort of a goodwill gesture, they're willing to triple it, and that's how they got to the total of $1.65 million. And that money will lead to the completion of the rec center that, Lori, you're looking to build. But again, you weren't satisfied with that figure. And I see you starting to shake your head again when you see that. I mean, do you feel that their calculations are off in the way that Ken does?
Definitely, because if you look at TD Garden, TD Garden is such a beautiful place. And people will spend a lot of money just to be there to help fundraise different events. Like if you go to shoot a basketball, somebody will pay millions or thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars to just shoot a basket in TD Garden. So saying that they can only raise like $500,000 is such a low number in actuality, because if they really put in the effort, they can make millions of dollars off of one fundraising event.
And Ken, I understand your group came up with a much larger figure, $13.8 million. How did you arrive at that?
Yeah, we arrived at it through simple math. We thought it was a conservative figure to say that they could raise $150,000 per event. We're a small nonprofit in Jamaica Plain. We make $100,000 on a breakfast that we hold every year. And you know, that's a small community-based group. So we thought it was a moderate amount that they could raise $150,000 per event, three times a year, times 24. And we added what we thought was a small amount of fees, fines, accrued interest, which was $3 million. We've actually gotten a lot of heat, a lot of phone calls from financial experts who say with the accrued interest and everything, we really let them off the hook. We have a lot of people angry at us for lowballing.
I was going to say, Lori, this isn't all about the rec center, is it? I mean, you'd be okay if the money was spread out among organizations across the state. This is largely about holding TD Garden accountable for what they said they would do at the beginning of all this, of building the building.
Most definitely, because TD Garden, in a way, it feels as though they're acting like they're above the law, which in actuality, nobody's supposed to be above the law. All citizens should be treated equally. So if they get away with this, this isn't right, and they're supposed to be benefiting the citizens and their fans that support them, and they're not doing that at all.
I think you may have answered a little bit of my next question, but I'll answer it anyway. Maybe it was because they thought they were above the law that they ignored you until the media got involved. But why else do you think that TD Garden didn't respond to you until you involved local papers and local reporters?
I feel as though since we are a group of teenagers, they don't see the importance of having to deal with us because we might not be right in a sense, or we don't seem as though we're professional enough and we have the responsibilities and we have the power to change something and enforce people to do what's right, when in actuality we will enforce people to do what's right and we will stand our ground and not back down to anybody, not even a billionaire.
I like that. So do you think they've learned their lesson?
Hopefully.
And what is next? Quickly, let me know. I have about 30 seconds for you to answer that big question. What's next?
Yeah, well, we're planning an action this Thursday. We feel the governor and the mayor need to, we need to hear from them. We also will be meeting with the attorney general. And we have a team of lawyers who are providing free counsel to us. Right now, they're researching our legal strategies.
What's next for you? Are you just going to follow Ken's lead? Or are you going to, is this also the start of a community organizing future for you?
Well, I'm starting community organizing, and I'm going to stand by Ken and push with my group until the job is done.
Bravo, I say. Lori Pearson is a 17-year-old senior at Boston Latin Academy. Thank you for being with us, Lori.
Thank you.
Ken Tangvik is the Director of Organizing and Engagement for the Hyde Square Task Force. Ken, thank you for being with Radio Boston.
Thanks so much.
Radio Boston did also reach out to the Department of Conservation and Recreation. Both organizations provided statements. You've heard the TD Garden statement. You can read both statements from the TD Garden and the Department of Conservation and Recreation in their entirety at our website, wbur.org/Radio Boston. We plan to continue following this story with future segments. This is Radio Boston. I'm Shira Springer. Stay tuned.